It was all the rage in New York and Chicago and in L.A. and in fashionable nightclubs in London. Britain's Princess Margaret did a mean one at a debutante ball in Blenheim Palace. What they were all churned up about was a dance of sorts, called a twist, that swept through the country in Baltimore in the 1960s. In country clubs and in club basements, young and old were twisting, and if you liked to do your twisting in public, you could twist with the best of them at Sweeney's on Greenmount Avenue, which advertised Twisting Contest Tonight, the Surf Club on Pulaski Highway, and Cicero's on Forest Street, featuring Ronnie Dove and the original Twisters. Everybody in Baltimore loved the twist. One who clearly didn't like this mass twisting in the town was Baltimore Fire Prevention Chief Michael Horan, in charge of crowd safety. On the night of December 7, 1961, the chief walked into the Las Vegas Club on Harford Road. A few days later, he had the club's liquor license suspended on a charge that the club's owner, Joseph A. Maria, failed to cooperate with the fire department's safety rules. Chief Horan told the liquor board that when he visited the club, he wasn't sure, quote, what they were dancing, but it was creating out-of-control excitement. They were dancing in the aisles and between the tables. They were blocking the exits, end quote. Horan said at the hearing he told the club management to stop the dancing until a dance floor could be created to contain whatever it was these people were dancing. But 3 days later, the club was open again, and again they were twisting in the aisles. After the hearing and the judgment of the court shutting down his club, Mr. Maria shook his head in wonderment. How, he asked, do you keep them under control when they're dancing that dance? How indeed. Here's the problem. She really knows how to roll. She knows how to twist.